from ABC News. I'm Daria Albinger. Pro-Palestinian demonstrators are spreading to more college campuses. Hundreds gathering at George Washington University, including faculty, staff, and students from other D.C. universities. Columbia University, where the movement began, is ramping up security, meanwhile, along the campus perimeter after being made aware of several potentially significant demonstrations that are planned for outside the gates of the Manhattan campus tonight. And the University of Southern California is canceling its main graduation ceremony.
Instead of a graduation ceremony, USC now saying it will have what it calls activities and celebrations to honor commencement. It's because of safety concerns one day after anti-Israel protesters fought with police and riot gear on campus, and debate has been growing about USC's pro-Palestinian valedictorian, who the school banned from speaking at the ceremony. Now there won't be a ceremony. Alex Stone, ABC News, Los Angeles.
The defense will continue to question former National Enquirer publisher David Pecker when Donald Trump's New York hush money trial resumes tomorrow. The Supreme Court today heard the former president's arguments that he can't be prosecuted for efforts to overturn the 2020 election.
In the end, the court seemed to be searching for a middle ground, a line between presidents' official acts and their purely personal deeds, which could be grounds for prosecution. And they hinted they could send the whole case back down to the trial court for further proceeding.
ABC's Terry Moran. President Biden in upstate New York, where Micron Technology plans to build a campus of computer chip factories.
All manufacturing of leading-edge chips moved to Asia years ago. That's why today this is such a big deal, and it is a big deal.
The first plant would open in 2028. Stocks tumbled today but closed off their session lows. You're listening to ABC News. The Pentagon confirms that the U.S. military started building a pier off the coast of Gaza to get much-needed humanitarian aid into the war-torn area. And as that work started, a mortar attack was carried out near the site.
When it comes to the temporary pier and the causeway, those are being constructed offshore, out at sea, and are, you know, essentially nowhere near mortar range.
That's Pentagon spokesman Major General Pat Ryder. NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg is warning that Iran, China, North Korea, and Russia are aligning their interests and increasing military cooperation by sharing resources. He also warned China about helping Russia and wanting more cooperation with the West. A new way to crack down on power plant pollution.
The Biden administration is announcing a series of new rules to cut pollution emitted from coal and natural gas-fired power plants, impacting the air, water, land, and climate. The EPA says power plants account for more than one quarter of all greenhouse gas emissions in the U.S., making them one of the most potent sources of climate pollution. The agency claims these four new regulations, taken together, will represent a massive reduction in pollution and hundreds of billions of dollars in climate and public health benefits. Karen Travers, ABC News, Washington.
Venice is testing a new program that charges tourists who aren't staying overnight in the Italian city. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
I'm Jane Perlez, longtime foreign correspondent and former Beijing bureau chief for The New York Times. I've been a foreign correspondent in lots of places, Somalia, Indonesia, Pakistan, but nowhere as important to the world as China.
I mean, China is not dropping anti-democratic paratroopers into Montana. But of course, we did see things like the weather balloon / spy balloon riveting the whole country for a week.
This is Face Off, an 8-part series in which we'll take you behind the scenes to key moments in the tumultuous U.S.-China relationship. We'll speak with a diplomat, a spy, a tech reporter, a U.S. admiral, even Yo-Yo Ma. Plus, my pal and noted China historian Rana Mitter joins the conversation. We'll look at what's driving the two nations apart and explore whether anything can help bring them back together. Face Off launches April 9th.